I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us right now, as he does each and every week, the Action Network. Download the free Action Network app. Track all your bets. It's week 7 of college football. It's week 6 of the NFL. Playoff baseball going on, including around here. Darren Revelle joins us right now. Darren, I felt like when I saw this bumping around Twitter yesterday, you would have a take on this, given the fact that you went to school in Chicago and you live in the greater New York area right now. There was a lot of chatter because of John Cusack about the sports rules of rooting for multiple teams in the same city. Is it acceptable to root for multiple teams in the same sport in the same city? Where do you come out on that?
Okay, so this is a complex, this is not simple, okay? If you are known in a city as, you know, an icon of that city, now I'm not sure John Cusack is known as an icon, but I went to Northwestern. He grew up in Evanston, very well known in Chicago, okay? The problem with John Cusack is not that he's trying to be a Cubs fan and a White Sox fan. It's that he was a diehard Cubs fan. That's the nuance of this. John Cusack, when I used to go to Cubs games at Northwestern, hey, that's John Cusack's motorcycle parked right in front of Wrigley Field. Yep, he does that. Ooh. He's a season ticket holder, loves the Cubs. Given how far he's gone for the Cubs, you cannot say you're a fan of the city's teams and when one of the other teams who you're not a fan of, after you've gone so far on the other side, is doing better, you can't show up in full regalia and root for them. So it's just the nuance of John, like Barack Obama cannot show up as a Cubs fan. He's gone too far as a White Sox fan. And when he throws out the pitch for the Cubs, everyone knows he's a White Sox fan.
True.
What is that?
That's my issue. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So what's the dynamic like in that? I've always wondered about this because I never lived in a city that had – two major sports teams in the same sport in the same city. Is it still pretty playful and friendly, you know, the Cubs and the White Sox banter?
It's weird. Chicago's very weird, okay? Like, the reason why Chicago is very weird, I say it's unlike any other city, is the Bears rule, though they've only been good for like 2 years out of the last 25. But they rule tailgating on a Sunday and, you know, takes over and the jerseys and everything. The Bulls obviously ruled for a long time, but, you know, then they kind of go away. The Blackhawks weren't even on TV. When I was at Northwestern, the Chicago Wolves games hockey team got more people in the stands than the Blackhawks. And now the Blackhawks come in. And the Cubs were a laughing stock, you know, and then they had a little run in the 80s, but nothing really, and they weren't threatening. And the White Sox, of course, had their run, you know, in the early 2000s, and then again. And then the Cubs won in 16. So, like, I think there's such waves of who's successful and who's not, and who the city's, besides the Bears, who the city's caring about. I think it's kind of unique in that way. I think the fact that the Cubs won in 16, it used to be like, who cares? You know, it doesn't matter. They're the lovable losers. They're never going to win it all. I think they became a little bit more threatening in 2016, despite the fact that the composition of the team now is obviously totally different.
Darren Revell, Action Network, joining us on the program. Darren, game five tonight in the NLCS between the Dodgers and the Giants. I think the last time we talked was right around the time the wild card had been going on and the Dodgers had won the wild card game. Same dynamic tonight for all the sports books out there. Are there a lot of sports books rooting for the Giants to wipe out what I'm sure are a ton of Dodgers futures bets right now?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. This is a great opportunity for the sports books. Dodgers are right on top there. So I think sports books right now are rooting against the Dodgers and also rooting against the Astros because of the liability, including one man, Mattress Mac, who I guess is, I think last time he's up to, he could win like $35 million, has 20-something million in liability. Says he's trying to get up even more. But, yeah, that's an interesting one. Caesars basically saying that, you know, it would be the largest cash out ever of any sports bet in Vegas, they believe.
Yeah, he's sitting on, I think, like a 12-to-1 ticket at $3 million bucks for that. I think 35, yeah, 36. Yeah. He was on our station last week before the ALDS started. Our station was broadcasting across the street from the ballpark, and he stopped by, and he just sort of just dropped that in, like, you know, and I got this out there, and I think I could get $36 million off of this, and I'm going, whoa. So where is that ticket? Who's sweating this thing right now with Mattress Mac?
Caesars has the biggest. I believe it's $2 million at 10-to-1 to pay $20
million. Wow.
And Caesars is in a place right now, having acquired William Hill, they're probably in the 4 spot in terms of national sportsbook share behind FanDuel, DraftKings, and BetMGM. They've been doing a lot of marketing in terms of taking humongous bets. So this would, in some way, I would see this as a big marketing, you know, we're not scared to take the bets thing for them, but obviously not not ideal.
Hey, have you ever gone in deep on McInvale on Mattress Mac and exactly like what his profit margins are in the furniture business? Because like when he lost $13 million on the Nationals in 2019, they're saying that it was mitigated by more than $20 million in furniture sales that summer because of the promotion. So like it all balances out for Mattress Mac somehow.
I mean, it's all a volume, you know, business. And that's why these promotions work, because it's in number. And I'm sure that the more he sells, the more rebates he gets, the cheaper things become. Mattress Mac and I he wouldn't say he almost, but I felt we almost died together in a plane crash.
Yeah, when was that? You were traveling around with him when he was doing all this.
Yeah, he was placing all these bets. We went from like Houston to Biloxi, and it was like a bad storm. And like at like 35,000 feet, we hear some beeping, and I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know what that is." And the captain goes, says the door's open.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, what? It says the door is open. The pilot leaves his seat. You know, it's just me and Mac in a, I don't know, Beach King Air or whatever. And he starts fumfering with the door at like 35,000 feet. And he goes, yeah, there was a towel stuck in it. I'm like, what? I'm like, that's not like, yeah, you know, oh God, we shouldn't have done that. I mean, like, what?
Like the shoulder strap of your kid's backpack getting caught in the back door when you're picking them up at school. A towel in the door of an airplane? Oh, my God. Hey, Darren, we're talking to Darren Revell of the Action Network. Is Mattress Mac the most famous recreational gambler right now?
I feel like he is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's great for my polarizing Twitter feed, you know, where people think we're having a relationship, me and him. So I deny that.
Hang on. What exactly have these accusations been on your Twitter feed?
I love him so much. It must be something more than friendship.
Okay. Well, that, I feel like that's the lowest common denominator coming out.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Of course it is. But that's just what I.
Anna Nicole Ravel.
Hey. I'm just telling you, that's just what I get back.
I
do like the guy a lot. He's got a great family. His his daughter Liz does a tremendous amount of work for OCD and mental health. His son-in-law Matt, I've stood next to him during games. He loves to bet too, which is great. God bless him. So it's been nice to get to know him.
Yeah.
Real guy has a tremendous gets ripped by people for no reason, and as you guys know, in Houston has a tremendous heart.
He's a hero. He's a local hero here. There's no doubt about that.
Oh yeah, there is a lot. I see outside of Houston a lot of people, like, it's very easy to paint him as this caricature of just some big spending Texas that's blowing all his money, which is just so far the opposite of what it actually is.
Yeah. I know. He actually like had people sleep in his store when they needed, like, I mean, get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
So, and the store is great, by the way. The entertainment in the store is, you know, full cafeteria. Oh. Anyone who's been in those stores.
He's got monkeys, or at least he used to. He had actual monkeys.
There's animals in there. Yeah, there's definitely animals.
Yeah. No, it's great. No, Mac's the best. Darren Revelle, Action Network. Download that free Action Network app. Football season is kicking. Playoff baseball, ALCS, starts tomorrow. Dodgers, Giants tonight, so you got to track all your bets. Action Network. Get that free app. Darren, we always appreciate the time, man. Good catching up. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. I'm betting on the Texans again this week.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. Did you took them last week too, right?
I did take them last week, yes.
You were laughing the whole afternoon. They were the Patriots were never getting to 9.5 or whatever it was. Never even close.
I like 10. I do too. If it goes under 10, I don't like it.
Yep, I do too. I think 10's too many. Yeah. All right. Appreciate it, Darren. Yeah. Thanks.
You got it.
All right, take care. Darren Revelle on the way out. I like that same pick. Seth, I'm 5-0 picking Texans games this year against the spread.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.